your whole fourth life.
I like that one of the participants was just horse ebooks.
Yeah, Kanye West for his horse ebooks.
But they lost to Wug Gundam.
Supreme Champion Chris Arnold. Worthy adversary Bob O'Boyle. Maybe next time, Jeff S.
And the winner this year got a special glass trophy made by Medibot.
Nice.
Medibot.
Medibot's so cheerful.
He is the prime pusher of the esports revolution of Yoshi's Cookie.
I'm sure he is.
Taking the world by storm.
That is about the level of internet fame that goes with that sort of job. Having done games such as Dracula X and Kirby. Some Kirbys.
And also played a elf astronaut in an RPG.
Yeah. Be right back, and then we will get this started.
Cool.
Cool.
Okay, I don't know who this person is.
By the way, can you hear me playing with my Zoid?
A little bit. Yeah, it sounds like you're just scraping something against, I don't know, like you're writing on a chalkboard.
I found in my desk one of those sniper raptor Zoids that's missing one of its legs.
Oh yeah, Charlie, I'm meaning to ask you. I keep forgetting though. Not this Friday, but next Friday. I think March 4th. Do you want to try and do Chandelar again?
Sure.
Do more Chandelar. Just get.
I'll
fucking,
see if I can get it working.
Just get fucking dunked over and over again.
If it doesn't work, I can. Well, I don't think we could LP Forge because of legal weirdness.
What is Forge?
Forge is just
it's very bare bones in terms of a game. So it would how do I explain this? There's not very much to it other than like playing some magic. Like at least Chandelar, I only watched a little.
You have a plot progression, kind of. You're working towards something.
There's like actual shit going on where Forge is literally basically like an excuse to just have like some random.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if we can't get it working, we could try and pick up where we left off on Keep Talking and Nobody Explodes. Yeah. See if we can.
Is it trying to follow a mini game? Plot?
It is. The plot of Chandelar is you must defeat the five wizards and.
Yeah, the five sorcerer kings or whatever.
You play for Ante, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You also start with like non-standard life points.
You start with 10 life, and we were playing on what was it, sorcerer difficulty? So we had a tricolor deck with a bunch of garbage to start.
Yeah, I think also difficulty affects the minimum amount of cards you get in your deck. But we're around like the 40 range. It's still around the 40 range for us.
I have a shitty deck, but Exodia is my ringer.
And of course, it has the anti matters cards, most notably Contract from Below.
Contract, yeah.
Contract from Below and Devil's Attorney.
What is Devil's Attorney like? You switch.
If you
your
don't,
anti
if you
something?
No, if you don't, if your opponent does not immediately anti again, then they lose.
Yeah, I think Contract is better in this game because you know I don't know if the opponent will not default, and it's still like it is draw 7 cards for 1 mana.
I play my Black Lotus onto the asphalt, tap it, grinding the back of it into the pavement.
right next to my Mickey Mantle card.
Also, my strategy for next time is swapping out one of our colors so we don't get our ass kicked by red, because I want to get liberate a city so I can show you what the liberating a city screen looks like.
Just a set of bears?
No.
It reminds me of Sid Meier's Pirates. Remember how you could fight a city in that?
Yeah.
You
can fight a city in
Sid Meier's was actually involved with making a Chandelar. I don't know to what extent, but it was when he was still at Micro Pro.
That was a weird full circle.
Sid Meier has his hand in a lot of pies. His entire hand, where most people would have a finger. Remember Simgolf?
Most of the time, it's the title.
Hey, I actually acquired SimGolf. It is a legit game.
You can do things and interact with things and everything.
I feel like for April Fools, we should do like a long play of what was it, like Bass Fishing Simulator or whatever the hell we did.
Oh, you mean the
I bought it because I don't know why.
Because I told you, hey,
Maybe he said, hey, let's stream this. It has multiplayer.
Well, I don't think it has multiplayer. It just has, well, not in the same way that Eurofishing has multiplayer. But I think you have to pay money for Eurofishing.
Why wouldn't there be Eurofishing?
There was a quick look of it on everything.
Let's see, what is it called? Fishing Planet.
Yeah, Fishing Planet.
I have never.
Where for Halloween they had skeleton fish.
It doesn't even say why I downloaded this.
I wish Crusader Kings 2 were more sort of constantly interesting, as opposed to just being interesting occasionally.
Same thing with EU4. I did have an idea that what maybe we could do a cooperative camp, or do they have to be a cooperative campaign in Total War games, or can it be also like just two guys doing a campaign at the same time in the same map?
It can be cooperative, but it doesn't have to be. I remember in Empire, my friend and I successfully conquered the world because we played Great Britain and France and did not go to war, despite how the game kept telling us we were supposed to.
If you get the Samurai Total War, we could co-op that. I have.
I don't know if I have that much time to co-op a Total War game.
All right.
If it's anything like Empire, it took my friend and I like 60 hours to do a co-op on that.
It's not as big of a map as Empire because it doesn't have multiple maps. It's just Japan. Also, they have the standalone expansion, Fall of the Samurai, which is
add Gatling guns.
Yeah, that one takes place in the Meiji Revolution as opposed to the main game, which takes place in Sengoku.
That was that's my favorite trailer for anything, by the way, because Fall of the Samurai shows the samurai warrior training for like 30 seconds, and then it shows a bunch of samurai just running into a Gatling gun, which is
James, what's that game?
Hmm?
I was asking James, what's that game you watch Lur play with the Kigus?
Oh, Gang Beasts.
That was cute. That would be fun if you guys played that.
That's more of a streaming game.
Yeah.
Yeah, if we ever did like anything with like multiplayer, like Crusader Kings, that would be more of a stream thing.
Yeah.
Also, maybe this year.
Which, how long have you been playing that?
What?
Crusader Kings.
You want my Steam time?
No, I'm just curious because like I played it like a couple years ago, and I just started playing it again.
Yeah.
And I was playing a paranoid dude, and all of a sudden plots started to happen that weren't actually real.
Oh. I never had that happen before.
Which makes me want to make a ruler now and give them lunatic or possessed and see what the hell happens.
How many of the expansions you have?
All the major ones. I just don't have like a lot of the your Mongols look slightly different. Pay us $2 for
Okay, in Old Crusader King, you would have an event where you would appoint, if you were a lunatic, you would appoint your horse counselor because Caligula. And now, because, like, the recent Conclave expansion made it so that actual horse will be your counselor.
Right, I remember seeing I think it was it Crusader Kings where they actually had that, like, the horse had, like, a super weird name?
Yeah, Glitterhoof. Yeah. It's always Glitterhoof.
Is it always Glitterhoof?
Yes.
That's awesome.
And he's really loyal, so you can get, if you have like a not absolute crown authority, you can get a lot of laws passed easily.
I remember that was my favorite thing in Empire about being Great Britain, was that you have you have your representatives, but because you're the king, at any point if you don't like one of your representatives, you can just kick them out of office and put in a new one.
I mean, that's what a monarchy is.
I know. Yeah, it's great.
Also, if you're one of the, they have, like, weird side quests, like, one of them involves, if you're, like, a Viking, you can actually, it involves a quest line that culminates with you ramming Cthulhu with a longboat.
Cool.
You know, true to source material.
I haven't played a Viking guy yet. I should try that.
Also, there's also a subquest where you can get the Necronomicon. Or and also a subquest where it's implied your child is literally the Antichrist, complete with that one scene from what was the one with the Damien?
I actually don't know.
I'm blanking on that very, very classic movie.
You know, it basically recreates the scene where the like his mate, right. Mate declares she loves him and jumps off the roof.
Oh, when the babysitter dies?
Yeah.
I won't lie, as a babysitter, that freaks me out. That scene always has.
Yeah, because a character will show up and then later die.
Is his name Adam Young, the Antichrist?
No, Damien.
No, in the game, I mean.
No, it can be anything. It's the your Adam kids Young. Or whatever you name them.
It needs to be Adam Young.
You don't find out until after you name them, so.
I mean, doesn't matter. Just name all your children Adam Young, and eventually you'll have true Satan's son, as according to Neil Gaiman and Terry Pratchett. Which really, they're the only people I really care about defining, you know, the Antichrist for.
So it is 10 o'clock.
Oh.
Yes.
We are here for reasons.
Yes.
Matt, are you recording?
Yep. It might be variable strength as roommates are Netflix and hard. My internet's been kind of fidgety this weekend, but I'll let you know if anything happens.
What are they watching so hard?
I don't even know. They've went through a lot of things.
All right. Okay.
Ever since the Netflix started adding hardcore pornography.
So.
When was iced tea invented?
I don't know.
1970 something.
I knew somebody was gonna make that
no.
joke.
Been around since the antebellum, I think.
He's talking about the hip hop star.
Oh, you mean, star of Law and Order
SVU? Otherwise known as Water Tea.
Hey, he just had a daughter named Chanel. She's very cute.
Damn it, Matt! We're not making Rick and Morty jokes in this 7th C game.
Morty! We got salt. We got the vessel and the Vendel there. They're never finally. Never gonna fuck up.
Oh, this is wildly inappropriate and anachronistic.
Morty! I need to invent a giant croissant. Gotta be the size of a carriage, Morty.
Damn it.
I don't know. Who would even eat that croissant?
Morty.
Okay.
We're getting too deep into this, but it does seem like something that would happen in that show.
What were you doing, Declan? He's gone.
No, I just did something to my throat. Trying to clear it out.
See what you did? What are you up to?
What I did?
No, not you.
Oh.
The pirate bodies are hung.
By the chimney with care?
From the chimney.
In hopes that Krumpus will be there?
Krumpus.
He's...
Krumpus.
Krumpus, the patron saint of Krumpin.
He provides you breakfast gifts.
Also known affectionately by children as Uncle Krump.
I meant Krampus.
Now be sure, children, to leave a full brunch by the chimney.
This is my new favorite Krump holiday tradition. I want the Krumpus story now. Or is Krumpus the bad one that takes children away in his sack to teach them dance moves?
No, he is what happens when those two entities fuse.
Right. I can't remember if it's the northern ones or the southern Scandinavian ones that use Varta P8's Black Peter, the guy who's traditionally in blackface.
That's the Pennsylvania Dutch Christmas, if The Office has taught me anything.
Which means it's Dutch. Yeah. So.
Well, Pennsylvania Dutch is actually German.
Yeah, it's a weird hybrid.
Anyway, we've gone far off the beaten path.
But it was fun.
It was fun. Oh, also, James, this just came to me now through the form of a message.
Sure.
Travis wanted to know on recording if you have the spear skill and the tip of your spear is broken off, does it still use the spear skill or do you now have to have the staff skill to use it?
That depends. Are you jabbing them with the end of it or hitting them with the stick side?
You had a better answer to that than I thought you would.
I think the question he wanted me to ask is was also the opposite, where if you have the staff skill and you take a staff and tie a knife to the end of it, does it then require the spear skill?
If you want to use it like a spear.
I mean, I could technically do that. I have the staff skill and the knife skill. I should be able to combine those to the spear skill.
Unfortunately, no. Swinging a knife does not.
Improvised weapons is its own skill.
Yes. But if you with good quality tie a knife to a stick, then you can use it with the spear skill.
Also, that brings up another interesting point. I know that this setting predates bayonets, but if we had muskets with bayonets, would you need the spear skill to use that?
The book actually has rules for bayonets somewhere, but I forget exactly how it works.
Probably in the gun book, where they also have rules for like making large bore guns and long barrel guns and like putting sights on your musket.
Yeah, it might also be in the Usur or Eisen books because they've been at war a lot. Either way, yep, you make 10 guilder, Francesca.